Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Turley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Held reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held takes first base on ball 4. Donovan moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Donovan moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasbye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held is hit by the pitch. Donovan moves to second. Chet Nichols now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to third for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Francona moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Alves reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Francona scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Askew reaches second base with a double. Kirkland scores. Alves scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasbye hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Adcock now playing first base. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.